Hello, and welcome back to Just Roll With It, the anthology podcast where we play through the tabletop role-playing games sitting on our Sunday list, and give you a peek inside the playbook to see if it's a fit for your table. I'm Corey, I'm your GM for this arc, and you're listening to the first character creation episode of our Court of Blades playthrough with Saintgard and Astani. I say first character creation episode because we've just finished our coterie creation, and we've got another character creation episode coming up for you right after this. This episode encapsulates playbook selection, background and heritage selection, action dot assignation, and the creation of their friends and rivals. So, without further ado, let's go create our Skylarks. But all right, let's get some characters done. I do want to mention, a lovely audience, before we move on to character creation, that we will be handling heritages a little bit differently than Court of Blades does by default. Instead of using the heritages in the book, which we found had some problematic coding, we'll be taking real-world cultures as inspirations for our characters' backgrounds. Ilrin is a multicultural, metropolitan city, and we're going to do our best to represent that while aiming to be as respectful and honest as we can. So,
on that note, how do we feel about accents?
A good question.
I love accents.
Same.
I will not be doing one, but if y'all want to, go for it.
just to add on to what Corey said, we're also not perfect. We aren't especially a diverse group ourselves. Mistakes will be made. We will try to do our best to not do that. But sometimes things fall through the cracks, and that's okay. We are fallible. We will learn from our mistakes and try to do better in the future.
Beautifully said. And on that note, let's go over the playbooks. This game has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 playbooks by default. 2 extra ones added in at the end for a little bit of spice. The Bravo, the Hawk, the Eye, the Couth, the Knack, and the Key, the Kiss, and the Curse. The Bravo is a dashing sworn sword whose XP trigger is... Jeez, where did they put the XP triggers on this thing?
They put them in with each playbook. I have the playbooks in front of me. I can read them.
If you would be so kind, Saint.
The Bravo addresses challenges with violence and or panache.
How very fitting.
Panache is a great word.
It is.
Next is the Hawk, which is a dangerous bounty hunter whose XP triggers are addressing a challenge with pursuit and observation. The Eye, a master agent and infiltrator, who gains XP by addressing a challenge with stealth or perception. The Couth, a streetwise wild card, gaining XP when they address a challenge with evasion or mayhem. The Knack, a magical expert, gaining XP when they address a challenge with arcane knowledge or power. And the Key, a political mastermind, gaining XP when they address a challenge with expertise or calculation. We'll also go over the special playbooks, because we can't resist if a touched charmer in the Kiss, who doesn't... Oh, yes. Unique XP trigger, overcoming a challenge with fey power or control. And the Curse, a haunted revenant whose XP trigger is to overcome a challenge with callous disregard or unearthly endurance. So, what y'all thinking?
I'm choosing last is what's happening.
Y'all are fighting to decide who chooses last.
Fine. I'll go, first, since I already have my character figured out.
I think that's a wonderful way to do it.
But that means that I get first dibs on the playbook. I'm going to be doing the Knack.
Gasp.
I know. Shocking, right?
I'm absolutely shook.
Like, who could have ever predicted this?
Not me.
Basically, I just have to negotiate with Astani is basically what's happening, because both of us are interested in the Bravo.
Yeah, we need to have a conversation about that, but also I was looking through the playbook. No, the source book for the action ratings, just so I know what each of those do. And I can't find them.
They are...
I know they're somewhere. I just
Yeah, they're earlier.
Them.
They are in where are our action?
Looks like on page 10.
Yes. And then
so I just realized that the thing we're using is for Blades in the Dark, and I was like, why isn't the NAC autofilling?
Because no one made character sheets for Roll 20 for this game yet. And we're gonna have to finagle some shit.
I was just very confused. I was like, why isn't anything autofilling? This isn't correct.
Oh boy.
But yeah, I'm just a little bit torn because I like the idea of solving problems with panache, but I also like the idea of being sneaky. Were you leaning more towards the Bravo
sequence? No. I had two very different characters in mind, which is why they were very divided.
Let me look at the special abilities real quick. Yeah,
totally.
And see how I feel about those.
Kelsey, do you know what you want to play?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Kiss.
Excellent.
I am not sick of playing Fate yet, apparently.
Basically, for me, between the Couth and the Bravo, it's what kind of bad boy, in quotation marks, do I want to play?
Here's my question for you all. Mm-hmm. Who would be more likely to dance with someone at a ball, pull a dagger from her garter, and like press it close to her dance partner's side? The Bravo or the Eye? I think probably the Eye.
I would lean Eye, but I might be biased because I've played that type of character before.
I feel like the Bravo would use like a rapier.
Bravo would be a lot more less subtle about it.
I would say all that, but the Key explicitly has a concealable weapon as one of their pieces of gear.
Let me look under the Key then.
Just to add a wrench into things.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I like the idea of a social mastermind, but I don't know how I feel about crafting stuff.
You can always take veteran special abilities.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
I feel like the tinker thing is not that interesting. But expertise and or calculation could be. This is tough.
I basically have a question of, do I want to wreck things or do I want to stab things?
I don't know, Sank, do you want to blow things up spectacularly or do you want to have a duel?
I don't know, because the Couth's also actually like good at talking to people is the other thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, play that con artist.
No, I'm just thinking of Vinny from Atlantis.
I think I'm still leaning towards the Eye.
Right.
I think like I want that sort of like stealthy femme fatale energy, and I think the Eye gives me that more than anything else.
Yeah. Now I have to choose between two. This is fine.
Yeah. We don't have to negotiate at all.
I just have to negotiate with myself.
Yeah, you do.
Evasion or mayhem, because apparently I'm a scoundrel.
An absolute rake.
An absolute rake. I shouldn't be here. Or being a Bravo.
What the hell am I doing here?
No singing.
Who's singing? I'm just singing lines.
Don't make me get the bottle of water. Spray at you.
Stop getting songs stuck in my head, though.
I love how I'm being blamed when Sane said it.
I'm blaming you always. Oh my gosh, wait, what does special permission mean?
A special permission is the special armor each playbook gets?
It's a special item each playbook gets, because you get special armor as well.
That's right, the special armor, yeah, everybody starts with special armor. I was conflating things.
I get a fine photographic memory.
Which is very cool.
I can do a vulgar display of power.
Yes, you can. I was watching the couple of Drakes did the playthrough, and their knack has been using a vulgar display of power to quite an interesting effect. So you get to do all sorts of fun shit with them.
I'm just excited that I get a familiar spirit, and I'm definitely choosing a cat.
I think that's very appropriate.
Right?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play a Bravo, but I'm going to to take a move, a special ability from the Kuth.
I love that. Yes.
All right. So we have a Bravo, a Knack, an Eye, and a Kiss. Lovely. Now, time to choose our culture. Don't have to be hyper-specific for this, I think. Just get in that vibe.
I already know what kind of, like, cultural, like, not from Ilorin, but it's one of those things where it's, like, relatively close by because my cultural touchstone is Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like, coming from the mountains, like, kind of, like, came from a tiny village somewhere in the mountains, and probably the background was originally military because they went off to war and be a mercenary. So, yeah.
Can get that Swiss Guard thing going.
Yeah, I did say I was going to do that, and I'm doing it.
I think my touchstone's going to be France.
Mm.
Like, maybe southern France. Again, I like the idea of being a close neighbor, but maybe slightly foreign, or at least like foreign family or something like that. I'm not sure like what sort of background would be appropriate though. Yeah. Do they have some listed in the book?
They do have backgrounds listed in the book. Yes. I can read through those.
If you can just point me to a page, I'm okay to read those.
Sure. Sure. The backgrounds are on page 69.
Thank you.
Nice. Academic, labor, law, trade, military, noble, underworld. Kelsey and Peter, have you guys decided on your cultural touchstones?
I think I'm nomadic.
Okay.
Kind of just like touring around the world, trying to find magic wherever I can. Which, like, again, I am pulling from John on that, so there is a little bit more. I know, I'm pretty sure this would be said before Aleister Crowley. But apparently, like, magic has been a thing in Italy since the, I just looked this up, early modern period, which is still, actually would be around this time period. So, I think. I'm waiting for Saint to correct me.
yes, this is the early modern period.
Early yeah. modern period. Yeah, so there's going to be a little bit of that Italian pull, because I do think that, and I'll get more into detail in this later, I think mm-hmm. that my character's main teacher would be like, would be a Giovanni Zatara type of person,
mm-hmm.
which that comes up in my backstory stuff, but
right.
that's
figure why that out when we get there.
Stronger yeah, yeah. of an Italian, Latin presence, but there is bits and pieces of a global culture as well. So, like, a little bit of, like, Zoroastrian perspective, a little bit of a Chinese perspective, mm-hmm. but very predominantly Italian.
Interesting. Cool, cool. Kelsey?
My instinct is to go,
yeah,
like, Irish, Scottish, like, that area. Hey,
it's a good place to start. Mm-hmm.
Both because Fae and because like it's what I am familiar with.
Perfect. You're from the Celtic Islands equivalent. Brilliant. Mm-hmm. All right. So now, yeah, we choose a background. They are academic, labor, law, trade, military, noble, and underworld. Let's start with Estini. Have you thought about a background?
Underworld.
Ooh. You thinking like a spy or a thief or?
Well, specifically Underworld doesn't really have spies in it.
Fair.
I feel like my background, like I'm a spy now,
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't one before. I feel like I was basically a nobody who came to Ilorin to find her fortune, probably as like a charlatan and street performer. And I just, not to step on Peter's toes a bit, but I had a knack for spying. getting into places I shouldn't be. Maybe had like just picked up on the lock picking thing and that sort of stuff. And then House Bastion was like, you'll do.
Very nice. Did you have a troupe for your street performances?
I'm not sure yet. You know what? Let's say yes. Make you make some more NPCs. Why not?
I can do that. Do you have a name for them? Or do you want to... We can brainstorm that later if you would like.
I would love to brainstorm that later.
Perfect. Okay. Saint Guard, what background are you thinking?
I said this before, but I'll say it again. Military, mercenary background.
Right. Mercenary, mm-hmm. specifically. Yeah. Okay. Were you in one of the companies in the book or with something else that we should detail?
I need to look at the companies in the book again. Let me see them. Because there's like the Ten Hammer Regulars and the Rovers, I think, are the two.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And the Regulars are the... Because the thing, the whole thing of the Ten Hammer Regulars, from what I remember, is like they have a whole like democratic leadership sort of thing going on, if I'm remembering correctly. I'm gonna look. Mm-hmm. Yeah, democratic party of foreign mercenaries with multiple captives at any given time. That sounds about right.
All right, so you're in the Ten Hammer
Regulars.
Yeah,
Ten Hammer Regulars. I'm here for that. One of their notable assets is a charter of bylaws with a rule for everything.
All right. Peter Kelsey, background.
Street performer.
So also underworld or?
Yeah, underworld as well.
All right. Did you have a troop?
No, it was just me.
So you're standing on the street corner doing sleight of hand?
Sure, let's call it sleight of hand.
Definitely not stealing.
Definitely not stealing. No, I think I did do actual magic sometimes. Like, if I notice the crowd is getting a little bit thin. And if I happen to see any street urchins picking pockets, I just didn't say anything. And, would maybe go to them at another date and let them know that they could be a victim of magic or they could give me a cut.
You threatened street orphans?
I mean, I need to...
How dare you?
Eaten off of my work. I should get a cut. So...
Wow, you could have partnered with them. You could have, like... done the whole Fagin or thief taker thing. Instead,
no, that's later.
Threatened urchins.
Look, if they didn't want to be threatened, they should have been more subtle.
Wow,
can't believe you.
The street children of Ilran will remember this.
Good, they better remember me.
I love that we're heroes of the people, except for this jackass.
I am also a hero of the people. I just need to eat. I can't be a hero if I'm dead. If I starve.
Mm-hmm. You know, the right people of Ilran are despairing of you.
And look, there are some people who were less than good pickpockets. And that's when I use really flashy magic.
Oh, you're going to be like, oh, I actually helped them by distracting the crowd for them.
How else do I deserve a cut?
Shaking my head at you.
Shake your head all you want. I deserved a cut.
This is why you get a small troop of orphans before you do this job. And then it's just your scam.
I mean, fair. But I think that... Like, my character has been a street performer from the first learned a trick. So, like, probably, like, 10, 11.
Mm-hmm.
And a 10, 11-year-old isn't going to know how to build a troop yet. That happens when they're older.
Fair enough. Kelsey, I'm sorry. Please.
I've been to debating between academic and noble, but I think I might be slightly leaning noble.
Interesting.
Is that a good interesting or?
I'm intrigued. Interesting. Is this fae nobility or human nobility or both?
I kind of want to say both.
How did you get fae magic? Are you like part fae, part human changeling kind of thing? Or
yeah, I'm thinking probably like changeling. Something along those lines.
Who was your fae parent?
Oh gosh, you're coming with the questions now.
yeah, that's this portion of the game. Finger guns.
I know. And yeah, I'm
this
never
is when I pick you up and shake you until all your secrets fall out.
Fair. Who could be my fae parent?
It doesn't have to be super specific right now. If you want to just be like some Seelie nobility or like summer court courtier. Queen of Air and Darkness herself, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the Queen of Air and Darkness, at least.
My dad's Oberon, Titania hates me, etc., etc.
Oh, God.
I'm one of Manon McAleer's many daughters.
I could see being like some sort of a like Seelie nobility or courtier.
Okay. Mom or dad? Or parent?
I'm leaning dad.
Alright, and your mom some sort of Scottish Irish nobility?
Yeah, something like that.
Amazing. Alright, that's everyone's background. So, now we get to the fun part, assigning action dots. If you have the playbooks in front of you, it will show you the pips that you start out with, and then you will pick another pip based on your cultural touchstone, another pip based on your background, and then I'm going to give you an extra two pips, so you will have four pips total to just place wherever you want. Six pips total. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
So like the Bravo starts out with one in skirmish or two in skirmish, one in maneuver. The I starts out with two in skulk, one in survey. The Knack starts out with one in study and two in channel. And the Kiss starts out with two in channel and one in consort. And we're just going to go on down the line. Peter.
Yellow.
What is your next cultural touchstone pip?
My cultural touchstone pip, I think, I was looking at maybe, I'm trying to remember what they do. Survey is like survey the land, right? Like where you look around.
It's like, get the lay of the land, find exits, entrances, get like a cursory glance to like catch the situation. Study is more of like a one-on-one like insight check.
I think study is the correct one for my background.
Study. Okay. And then your background is going to be?
I think my background one is going to be Skulk.
Skulk. Makes sense.
Which I think is Hunt on the Blades one?
No. It is Prowl on the Blades one. You can Prowl. So there, on the sheets, you can go at the top right, there's a gear you can press on that, and you can toggle use custom action labels, and there's only three you have to replace.
Yes.
All right. And so you have four other pips, Peter. Where are you going to put them?
I think I'm going to put consort is when I schmooze up to them, right?
It's when you're talking to like a friend, basically. You're trying to convince a friend to help you out or to see your side of things.
So sway is when I schmooze up to somebody.
Sway is when you're lying to somebody and you don't give a shit whether or not.
I'm going to put two into sway. I'm going to put one into consort, and I'm going to put one into survey.
I'm quite surprised you didn't go towards command, considering how much you intimidated all those orphans.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. I
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. And I do want to say, because we're doing things a little bit differently, because this is more of a one-shot scenario, I'm going to allow everybody to choose up to 3 pips and anything instead of 2.
Ooh, fancy.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
No, I'm taking that one out of survey. I'm putting it into a tune. Or channel, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now I have 3 channel.
Amazing. Okay. Saint.
Yes.
What is your cultural touchstone?
That is a good question. I think it's consort, actually.
Consort? Yeah. Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, when you come from a commune in the mountains, yeah, get along with folks.
You're from a commune? Yeah. Interesting. These are,
keep in mind, medieval communes, not the same thing as, like...
Very different kind of commune.
You didn't come from a queer commune in the middle of nowhere.
It was a peasant commune in the middle of nowhere. Mm. You know.
I suppose that's fine.
Maybe it was a queer commune. I don't know. You're the one who gets to make the NPCs, so.
I mean, this is your culture, your background. So you're the one who gets to make up most of the stuff about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be asking you questions.
Yeah, you'll ask me questions, just not right this second.
Just not right this second. So what is your background, Pip?
Command.
Classic.
Hmm.
And your 4 other ones?
Survey, hunt, and I have 2 more after that. 3rd pip and skirmish, and skulk.
Incredible. Staney?
Yes.
What is your cultural touchstone, Pip?
I am debating that one because I had to go all the way back to the actions just to make sure if it would make sense. And I think I'm going to go maneuver because I had to travel to get here.
Makes sense to me.
For my background, definitely sway. And then you said I get 4 more? Oh, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Another one in sway. Another one in maneuver. Another one in skulk. And just so I'm not entirely body loaded, we'll put one into study.
Well, you're a spy. You got to be able to figure people out.
Sure.
That makes sense to me. Kelsey.
Yes.
What is your cultural touchstone, Pip?
That's a good question. I'm trying to think of what would make the most sense for that one.
I think for you, either, you know, your Scots-Irish-ness or fairy would make sense.
Okay. And I think... You said you can go up to 3 for any of them?
Yes.
I think it might make sense to drop it in channel. That's because that seems both for being part fae and also just from cultural touchstone. That's very, like, I don't know if magic sensitive is the right word I'm looking for, but like.
Heavy on folklore with a, yeah, makes sense to me.
Yeah.
What about your background?
For my background, I think I'm going sway.
Makes sense. And you get 4 other pips.
Okay. I'm going to try and load these up into mind and body, because right now I've got everything in spirit.
Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being bad at anything.
No, I know. But I feel like I should try to stick some stuff in some other places, too.
We'll make resistance rolls for indulging your vice easier.
Mm-hmm. I think I want to put 1 in maneuver.
Makes sense. Maneuver is also dancing, so.
Yes.
That is why I picked it. And also leaping from rooftop to rooftop, which is very cool.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yes. Yes, it is. I think survey...
Two more.
I think I want to put one in study, and then where do I want to put my last one?
Rack, clearly.
No. Yeah, I'll put a second one in maneuver, maybe.
Brilliant. Okay, you all have your action points. Next on the list is to choose, we're going to be choosing two special abilities rather than just the one. You all start with a special feature, special armor, which will help you resist a complication. For the kiss, it's like resisting a complication related to lies of deception for which you are present. The key is resisting a complication. Sorry, none of you are the key. The knack resists a complication related to magic cast against you or your coterie. The eye resists a complication related to detection or security against you and your coterie. And the bravo resists a complication related to physical obstacles or being outnumbered for you and your coterie. So you all have special abilities underneath that. If y'all want to choose a veteran advance this early, I encourage it. Do what you want. Make your character your own.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do that.
I'm
going to give you two special abilities.
I already foreshadowed it. I am going to be taking bad reputation from the Kuth.
Ooh.
Yep.
That wasn't me this time.
It wasn't.
I get one too.
Yeah, but you don't do the tune. You say, do you give a damn about it?
I didn't say the words, though. So that counts, right?
I think, I don't know. Whatever.
I think that's the opposite of it.
Look, I only did it for like 2 seconds. It doesn't count. It's got to be like, what, 5?
Mm-hmm. Who knows? I don't.
Something like that, yeah.
It's fine. We'll edit that out in post.
No, we won't. All right. So bad reputation and something else?
Same? Yes. I'm going to be taking... There are a lot of good Bravo ones, but I think I'm going to be taking Unstoppable. You may push yourself to accomplish a feat of speed or endurance that borders on the superhuman.
Hell yeah.
That sounds very cool.
Which one is bad reputation from?
The Kuth. Sometimes a bad reputation is a good thing.
Oh yes.
Treat any social role as a consort when dealing with the wrong sort, and explain how they have heard of you or know you.
Amazing. I think they mean the right people.
They really...
Not the wrong
exactly.
Sort. Capital R, capital P.
Mm-hmm. I really think I need to take a Bravo special ability because I really need a pawn a needle.
The minute you said dancing, I was looking at a pawn a needle. I'm like, y'all will be very interested in that.
Yes. Well, also, I want to be able to leap very well across rooftops, and upon a needle, very good for that as well.
Hmm.
I'm not sure about my second one, so if other people would like to declare their special abilities, please do.
I want to do invocation, and I'm split between open mind and the old tongue.
Are those both from the Knack?
Yeah, they're both from the Knack. So the old tongue is, you know the secret methods of consorting with creatures and paranormal entities, no matter how wild or feral they are. You gain +1 effect when communicating with anything non-human.
Mm-hmm.
And open mind is, you are always aware when the supernatural draws near, or when arcane power builds in your vicinity. Take +1 die on your next action roll when acting on that knowledge.
Those are both very good.
Right? It's like, ooh, I can't decide which one to pick of the two. Because I have to take invocation.
Yeah, of course. You need to be able to speak a curse.
Yeah.
I will say, if y'all are interested in the cats, the old tongue might help you there.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah, you're right. I'm doing the old tongue. I'm going to be the only person who can talk to Soraya and the cats.
At least for cats. I think Soraya can talk to humans.
But I'm going to be the only one who can talk to Soraya and the cats. I'm going to tell everybody that Soraya talks through the cats.
That sounds like a challenge.
I am staking my claim now. Y'all can't talk to Soraya. Only me.
Rude.
I'm going to be like, no. Soraya only talks through the cats, and the cats are telling me.
That's how you end up with cat piss on your favorite shoes.
No, it's funny because I have a cat familiar as well.
And an angry and an annoyed half fae being like, you do realize I'm right here. Like, right here.
She speaks through the cats and the cats speak through me.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah, you just keep telling yourself that.
It's definitely not the it's definitely not the catnip I have in my pocket. Uh-huh. Nobody's looking, and I just throw some cat food at them.
You carry fish in your pockets.
Yeah.
Kelsey, have you thought about your special abilities?
Mm-hmm.
I love that you can become poisonous or secrete an aphrodisiac. That would be great.
The kiss has some good abilities. I am having a hard time deciding.
They're very good.
I do think I'm leaning like calls to like for my first one.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
And then I'm debating my second because they're all so good.
I am in that same boat, Kelsey. I feel you. I'm also looking at one from the key, which is basically the, you know, when someone's lying to you ability that's always in Blades and it's always very good. But I want to be lied to, so I think I'm going to go pick like water.
Like water.
When you attack from hiding or spring a trap, take +1 die. When there's a question of who acts first, the answer is you.
Amazing.
Because I always want to have the upper hand.
I understand that impulse. Especially here. All right, Kelsey. Your last one.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. Which of these would be the most useful and or fun?
Oh, don't care about use. Who cares about use? Just find the fun one.
Yeah, I chose the one that lets me talk to cats, so.
Fair. I think I am. I'm going between glamour, natural summoning, and the fairy reel.
The fairy reel looks so fun.
It does.
Just compel someone to dance until they collapse. That sounds amazing.
Or until they agree to tell us whatever we want them to.
It depends on how spiteful you're feeling, really.
Yeah. Natural summoning is very good. I do like lent skin personally, but.
That is also an interesting one.
I'll play Kiss so bad.
Oh, I don't blame you. Okay, natural summoning and fairy reel seem like the most fun ones at the moment, so I'm just trying to decide which one.
Do you want to be able to summon spirits to talk to you? Or do you want to compel people to dance until they pass out or their feet are terribly hurt or you let them go? That's very classic Faye.
It is. Oh gosh, I like both of them. I do think I'm leaning the fairy reel a little.
Fairy reel it is. If you choose your mind before we actually play, feel free to shift it.
Mm-hmm. It's like they both seem fun in different ways. Like fairy reel just seems like a lot of fun in general. Natural summoning seems fun in the sense of like messing, one-upping Peter's character, but I feel like I can do that with in other ways.
Are we gonna have a rivalry here?
We might. We'll see. I just like the notion of the person harnessing magic and the person who's just like, I am magic, you.
I'm not going to just. I just want to take a second to point out that Zatanna is homo magi.
Huh? Yeah, and
Constantine is still better than her at magic. So.
Debatable.
He's the magi. He's the magus.
Yeah, because of some stupid bloodline bullshit.
No, it's because it was a Constantine book.
Yeah, so favoritism. And nobody utilizes Z like they should. Anyway, that's an argument. That's a rant for another day.
Anyway, yeah, I think I'm going to go fairy reel.
All right, now friends and rivals time. Does anyone have any thoughts about which they want to go with yet? Who should I start with?
Oh, I should get back to my sheet. No, I'm not doing anything. I was just looking at the kiss and going, oh, an ex-lover sounds fun. Oh, wait, that's not on my sheet.
Oh, wait. Oh. I know who I want as my friend in Rifle.
Oh, do you now?
Yes. I want Owen as my former teacher. I don't know. I kind of want to change the name to, like, Enzo.
Do it.
Yeah. Enzo is my former teacher and friend. And I want Fionn. He's listed as one of the NPCs from the Arborist Guild as my rifle. He's a botanist, and I definitely sold some stuff to grow my own weed.
Sorry, sold some stuff or stole some stuff?
I stole some stuff to grow my own weed.
All right.
Is Fionn my swamp thing? Yes. It says Fionn, the botanist, patient, intelligent, off-putting. That sounds like Alec Holland to me.
All right. Stole from Fionn. Okay, Enzo, pronouns?
Enzo, he, him.
He, him. Okay, where did you meet Enzo?
I think Enzo found me in the, just on the streets one day and was like, pensions for sleight of hand. Oh, that's an actual magic trick. Kid, let me teach you how to control that and how to commune with spirits and stuff and do actual proper magic safely.
Mm-hmm. So you don't, you know, destroy the weave or anything.
Exactly.
All right. Did you do anything, like, what are Finn's pronouns?
They, them.
They, them. Okay, cool. I should also ask, any descriptive markers about Enzo that I should know?
Very, very flashy. Like, I'm a street performer and he is a stage performer. So he very much looks the part. Very, very well dressed and everything. Probably might be my connection to how I ended up in House Bastion. Because, like, how else is a street urchin ending up in a house, right? Mm-hmm. So very, very well dressed and looks the part.
Sounds good. Okay. Did you know Finn before you stole from them?
I think that we had a strained relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were aware of each other's presence and kind of, like, begrudgingly would ask the other person for help every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
If we needed something that only the other person could help with. Like, you know, one of those, like, associate of an associate kind of situations?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, screw it, I'm tired of the middle person. And just grabbed some supplies of my own.
Just flat out stole from under them. Rude.
Yeah.
All right. What exactly did you steal? Was it like alchemical serum or?
I think it was just some fertilizer. But it was like a noticeable amount of fertilizer. Fionn probably got in a little bit of trouble for it.
People can use that to make bombs, you know.
Yeah, people used it to make bongs.
Oh my god. You're incorrigible. Any physical touchstones I should know about Finn?
I'm gonna go with definitely looks like the kind of person who would get shoved in a locker in high school.
That's okay. Descriptive, but not descriptive.
It's the vibe, you know?
So
like always in a lab coat kind of situation, Coke bottle glasses, you know, that very well kept hair where it's like, how much product do you really need?
All right. Sounds good. All right. Who wants to go next?
I can go next because I've decided.
All right.
I'm going to start with my rival.
Okay.
I come higher up on my list. Maestra, a master at arms.
Interesting. Who does Maestra pronouns, first of all?
She, her.
She, her. Who does Maestra work for?
Maestra works for House Corvetto.
Interesting. And what caused you two to be rivals or enemies at this point?
She thinks my mere existence as a Bravo disrespects the art of swordship and dueling.
Damn!
And I don't take that kindly.
No, I wouldn't either. Why does she think that?
She's the worst.
She's just the worst, yeah. Okay.
Actual reason, it's one of those things where, like, she grew up, like, learning the blade, learning steel. Like, this is a lifelong, like, she grew up being a duelist. This was her life's thing, to be a duelist. And she doesn't appreciate the fact that my character was, like, some random mercenary from the mountains or something coming in here and just, like, starting shit. I think part of it is because my character has a bad reputation, and that just adds on to it. It's just a big circle of everything coming together, and she just hates me.
Did you have a run-in that, like, sparked this, or?
Yeah, probably. I don't know where.
Okay.
Somewhere public.
Oh, so before you even got to Ilrien?
Oh, no, it was in Ilrien.
Okay.
Yeah. It was just somewhere public in Ilrien.
I misheard you. Okay. I heard some Republic. I'm like, what?
We had a confrontation. Let's put it that way.
I had a confrontation. Hated you ever since.
Mm-hmm. And I'll oblige because she's terrible.
She sounds terrible. All right. What does she look like?
I'm thinking like tall, curly hair. Probably like golden brown skin tone. Obviously always wears a sword because she has the right to.
Her dueling sword or her court sword? Or
both.
Always has both her swords on her.
Yeah. She has a feather in her cap.
I like it.
Always from a new admirer.
Ooh. I love that detail. And your uptick.
Ari. A childhood rival.
Well, you're going to have to tell me how you became friends after that childhood rivalness.
Rivalry. Mm. Rivalry.
That's the word I'm looking for.
So, we were we didn't come from a very big place. You know, it's that thing of when you're kids, you're competitive over petty shit, and that causes rivalries. But then both of us went off to war. We were one of the few, some of the kids in town were just like, all right, you know what? I'm done with this whole farming dirt or whatever we're doing up here. Let's go to war. So we went and joined, we happened to join the same mercenary companies and we bonded on the battlefield.
Aww.
And we both went to Ilrien. They, them for Ari, by the way.
Perfect. Thank you. I was going to ask.
I don't think they, like, they're not a Bravo. But they're still, like, militarily inclined. Like, I think they still might be part of the Ten Hammers, the Ten Hammer regulars. They're not doing, like, active service stuff now. Like, they're not, like, patrolling the streets or what have you. They're probably, they're doing more behind-the-scenes stuff at this point. But, you know, they're handy with a blade when the need arises.
Mm-hmm.
We saved each other's lives once or twice.
I was gonna ask who saved whose life. But, yeah, if you save each other's lives, perfect.
That's why we're friends.
Yeah. Yeah, Foxhole makes very close friends.
Indeed.
Any physical markers I should know about?
Purple eyes.
Ooh.
Has a prosthetic arm.
Mm-hmm.
Barrel-chested.
I love them already.
Anything else you want to know about them?
If you've got anything else for me, I'll take it. But I think
they like wearing a sash.
Ooh. Does it have any medals on it?
Ooh. Yes.
Do they wear those medals? So they wear those medals openly. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where, well, actually, they wear the sash normally. The medals they only wear for, like, you know, ceremonial, fancy, formal stuff. Because otherwise that'd be a bit gauche.
Yeah, a little bit. Let's say something about their pride.
Sir certainly would. I've made comments about it before.
Fair, fair.
I named the member of the house that I know.
Oh, well. Yeah?
Because everybody knows a member of the house. The name of the member of the house that I know is Paola, P-A-O-L-A.
Did Paola bring you in?
Yes. Indeed, she did.
She, her.
Yes.
So explain to me, did I miss this in my reading?
So this is on everybody's sheet. It's not very explicit about it, but everybody has 6 contacts, and the last one is a member of the house. You could kind of just get to make up. Which is why I was like, I should name mine, because yeah. I thought about making her my rival, and I was like, no, I'm going to make the Master at Arms my rival.
All right. Then Peter, I will come back for yours.
Yep, I'm gonna take a look at that too.
You think about it.
Because I also just saw that and I was like, where did that come from?
I don't remember reading that in the book.
Yeah, it's on the sheets.
I hope that's going to be in the physical copy when they're printed then, because
it's technically in every single one of the like actual like longer profile ones, you know, where they explain the special abilities and stuff. But yeah.
Fair enough. Stainy or Kelsey, do either of you have your uptick and downtick?
I actually have a question.
Yes, ask away.
What's a buskin? Because I Googled it and it's boots or a horse.
Those are two very different things.
The buskins are a faction.
Yes, that's right.
They're street performers, if I remember correctly.
Oh, like buskers.
Yeah, exactly. Buskers would make sense, but I kept Googling buskin because I'm like, I don't know what this is. It's like, it's a pair of sandals that reach the knee. And I'm like, no, it's a horse.
It's like, it's even more no.
I mean, I could be friends with a horse, I guess.
It's a magic horse.
This is Comet, my magic horse.
Well, I know my downtick. I do know my downtick. Mm-hmm. And it is Alaric, a mercenary. He, him pronouns.
Why does Alaric hate you?
Yeah, he's my ex. I'm gonna force it in there.
What? Yes.
Yes. I found the buskin, by the way.
Okay. Yes.
Bohemian street performers, artists, writers, and intellectual. They espouse truth, beauty, love, and all the other capitalized words which draw the hearts and minds of people like crepe paper moths. They want an end to the mask and the privilege and nobility, or masks of their own.
Of course they do. Interesting to name themselves after sandals.
Or a horse.
Or a horse.
I think that's the thing. It's like it's kind of that, like, what's the symbol of like republicanism, that kind of thing, of like the Phrygian cap. So it might be that.
It's probably got some deep meaning.
Theirs is a horse.
You have to wear those knee high sandals on the horse.
All right, so Alaric is your ex. Did you know him before you came to Ilrim?
No.
Did you meet him here? Okay.
Definitely came to Ilrim, had a bit of a whirlwind romance, and I'm not sure. I feel like neither of us are quite sure who made the first trespass. We blame each other for it. Like, basically, who was the first person to betray the other?
Yeah.
He blames me, I blame him. And we had a torrid falling out.
A public one or no?
Oh, definitely.
Of course. Why do you think he betrayed you? Or how did he betray you?
That's the question. I feel like cheating on me is too obvious. We're not going that route because it's a little, like I said, it's obvious. I think it's more interesting if it was professionally.
Yeah.
Like we were put on opposite sides of a job and he chose the job over me, kind of thing. And I chose the job over him. And yeah, that's definitely got to be it.
Beautiful. And kind of like Mr. and Mrs. Smith vibes.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Also, half cape.
Half cape. He has a half cape.
Has to have a half cape.
Any other physical markers I should know about?
Not at the moment, but I might DM you later.
Yeah, please. And what about your uptick?
I think it's got to be the buskin.
What is their name?
It's Armand, but I'm going to throw an E on there, which is the feminine version of Armand. We came together. We traveled from France together to Illyrian, and Armand fell in with the buskins, and I became a spy, but we remained close. She, they pronouns.
She, they. Perfect. Thank you. What art does she practice?
I think she is a musician.
Do you know what she plays?
Not at the moment.
Are they more of a romantic dispose of the republic, like the masks thing, or does she want one of her own?
I think there is a part of her that does want a mask, but I feel like her noble heart wants to tear it all down. But there is like a part of her that romanticizes the idea of being elevated into like nobility herself.
Brilliant.
I think she plays a string instrument. I'm not sure which yet, but like harp or maybe something like that.
Yeah. Hammer dulcimer, lyre.
Yeah, something along those lines. I haven't narrowed it down yet.
Fair enough. What does Armand look like?
I think she has curly hair, curly brown hair. I think she has a warm smile and a friendly face. Lots of freckles across her nose.
Lovely. Okay, and do you have a name for your house contact?
Hold on, I did Google one. Vittoria.
Vittoria. Pronouns?
Let's go she, her.
She, her. Did she bring you into the house?
Yes.
Saw how good you are at the spying and thought you'd be an asset?
Yes. Honestly, I probably was doing some sort of job against her. And one of her spies was like, hey, you should recruit this one. They show promise.
Brilliant.
I feel like Vittoria has a lot of spies.
Bit of a spider herself.
Yes.
Brilliant. Kelsey. Do you have your up and down tech?
Yes. Which page am I on here? There we go. I have too many windows open. I think for my uptick, I want to go with Goya. Does a sprite.
Goya, okay. What kind of sprite is Goya? Yeah.
Oh gosh. I did not think that far ahead.
If you don't know now, that's fine. We can talk about it later. Pronouns?
They, them, I think. I mean, like, my brain has something that they're probably connected to, like, the court that she comes from, but I don't know anything beyond that.
Fair enough. Why are they with you? Did they travel from home with you?
I think so, yeah.
Sort of a, was it like a protection thing, or y'all were childhood friends or something?
I think protection sort of thing. Or like contact or like link with that world, essentially.
Was Goya instructed to be here, or did they come of their own free will? As much free will as a fairy has.
Both is not the word I'm looking for, but I feel like there's some like little bit of A, little bit of B.
Like a volunteered situation, or a didn't mind it?
Yeah, I could. I could see maybe being volunteer.
Interesting. Where does Goya stay when, you know, you're here in Illyrian? Is there like a park or a copse of trees?
Yeah, I feel like
in a park or something would make sense.
What does Goya look like?
Gosh, looks my second least favorite thing to names.
You gotta describe what people look like. This is an audio medium.
I know. I just am bad at deciding on the spot. I think. Question is, are they like a tiny sprite or like a... That's what's in my head now.
Mm-hmm.
Or a shape-changing one. That's also an option.
It is.
Can be either small or human-sized.
So they're a shape-changer?
I think so, yeah.
All right. Can they change shape or is it just their size they can shift?
I think they can change both.
All right. Do you know what they tend to look like?
Like, fairly androgynous. Trying to think of other specific traits.
Are there, like, fair, like, markers to their otherworldliness? Like, entirely black eyes, or two sharp features, or gauzy wings, a green undertone to the skin, stuff like that?
Yeah, I feel like green undertone to the skin makes sense. And like kind of a sandy blonde color to the hair.
Cool. Anything else?
Not that I can think of at the moment.
Fair enough. What about your rival?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you have to have one of each.
I know.
Rivals are the best part, though.
They are.
True.
Do they want to kill you? Do they want to smooch you? Is it both? How am I going to ruin your life with them?
Yes.
The answer is always both, Corey. Yes.
It's absolutely true.
Yes. Yes, it is. Especially when you make them your ex. Which I did consider doing, but I don't think I'm going to because I did that in Blades. And then so you made it worse.
Saint has a knack for making things worse. They're very good at it.
Jay, do you want your horrible ex to look like Dev Patel?
You could have said no.
That was on
you're
you.
The one that, no, I could have, but yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want your terrible ex to be devastatingly attractive? Yes, of course.
Yes, I do, but it's also just like, hate myself for that one.
Do
a little.
Do you want to be beguiled by a vampire? Yes, of course. What other question, what other answer is there?
Mm-hmm.
Just throw all of the hot supernatural things at me. I will say yes. The end.
Yep.
I want my life ruined.
Yes, ruin it.
Would you like, yes. You didn't let me finish. I don't care.
Ruin.
Here it is. Yes.
My life.
You hand it to me. Give it to me.
Yeah.
All right, Kelsey, rival.
Rival, yes. I'm leading Demetrius.
The obsessed scholar. Ooh. Pronouns?
He, him, I think.
Why are you two at odds?
I'm trying to think of how I want to phrase this. I feel like he just gets on my nerves a little.
Gets on your nerves, huh?
Yeah, or just like very much sort of like pestering me about things, and it's just like, can you please just stop?
Is he studying the Fae?
I think so, yeah.
So he's constantly after you with questions about your home, about like your life, all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you hate it.
Yep. Very prying, very annoying, very... I am also... like a person with a private life here still.
Doesn't take no for an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. Any physical attributes I should know about?
Oh gosh. I don't know.
Shall we come back for this and I'll make you describe him whenever we see him?
Sure.
Okay. That means you gotta think about it.
Fine.
Okay. Good. Glad that we understand each other. All right. Do you know the name of your house contact?
I'm trying to look up Italian names.
Corey, I think it's important that you know that Alaric looks like Henry Cavill as Milo from Tristan and Isolde.
This is very important information.
Amazing.
Oh, gosh. Now I want to say that this is going to be really mean given what I said earlier. But now I want to say that Fionn looks like Superman era Chris Reeves, but like as Clark Kent.
This poor bean.
So adorkable is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. What names did we give for house members already? Just so I don't get.
So far, we have Paola and Vittoria.
Okay.
Damn, Estany, that is a good choice.
Thank you.
The curly hair. Henry Cavill is always an excellent choice.
I think I'm going to go with Giada for my...
Giada. G-I-A-T-T-A?
G-I-A-D-A, I believe it was.
D-A. Okay, pronouns?
She, her.
Did she bring you into the house?
I think so, yes.
Did she bring you to Ilrian?
I want to say yes.
So did she know you back in the old country? Like, was it like a, you must come to Ilrian kind of situation? Or was it like, you know, like, I can see that you're trying to, like, get out of your family's shadow or whatever. I have a way to get you somewhere else kind of thing. Or third option I might not have thought of.
I think the first is where my mind's going.
Ilrian is terribly sweltering hot in the summers, but it's beautiful all the other times of year. You simply must come and see. Did she sort of like put you up, or was it just like, I assume you guys are like pretty close friends.
Yeah, right? I think so.
Brilliant. Okay, and Peter, do you have the name of your house contact?
I do. It's Sindella. Sindella. She, her. And she's the house alchemist.
House alchemist. Ooh.
Yes.
Lovely.
And, we met through Enzo, who is her husband.
I see it now.
You recognize the name, don't you?
Yes, I recognize the name now.
For people who don't know, Sindella is Giovanni Zatara's wife and Zatanna's mother. because I was like, yo, that's a cool name. I can't change that. That's a great name for a house alchemist. So, yeah, that's my in into the house.
All right. How does she regard you?
I think she sees me as young, green, cocky. Will eventually set something on fire and learn the hard way about the dangers of magic. You know, it might lead to somebody being pulled down into the depths of hell, but you know what? She's going to let me make that mistake.
Interesting.
That is a mistake for me to make, not for her to baby me and not let me make that mistake.
I'm sure many people will die because of it.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Brilliant. Is there anything else I should know about your friends' arrivals or your house contacts before we move forward?
They're all hot.
To the most important part. I mean, yes, obviously. This is a Court of Blades game. Going once. Going twice. Sold. Thank you all for listening to our Court of Blades arc as we forged our blades before we could fight with them. Thank you once again, Saint and Estany, for playing with us. Estany can be found at Estany, A-S-T-E-Y-N-I, on both Twitter and Twitch, where you can find her playing a variety of games on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, starting at 3 p.m. Eastern. Saint can be found, for as long as Twitter lasts, at Saint Gardley, and on her Twitch channel, Friday through Monday, starting at 10 a.m. Pacific. Thank you to Navi and Sean Drake for this wonderful game of intrigue and romance. You can get a copy of your own at their Itch storefront, at acoupleofdrakes.itch.io. Thanks once again to 8ER41 on Pixabay for our intro and outro music. As for the rest of us, you remember Peter, Kelsey, and I. All of our information is in the description below if you need to find us. As for the podcast, we're doing a little bit of shuffling around. You can still find us on Twitter at RollWithItAP, along with all the usual places, but you can also find us on Tumblr with the same username, and you'll soon be able to find us on Facebook as well. Tune in next time as my lovely players create their paramours, the lights of their lives, forge their tight-knit bonds, and finally name their damn characters. Until then, whether the dice are coming up nat ones or the narrative is throwing you for a loop, don't forget to just roll with it.